Matthew. It is Matthew 23, verses 1 through 12. Listen again for God's word to us this day. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore, do whatever they teach you and follow it, but do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. They tie up heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on the shoulders of others, but they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long." Phylacteries were little things that they wore on their head, which had scripture in them. And so that's, a lot of people don't know what those are. And their fringes on their robes long. They love to have the place of honor at banquets and the best seats in the synagogues, and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have people call them rabbi. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all students. And call no one your father on earth, for you have one father, the one in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted. Again, friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. As you heard in our text today, we see Jesus exposing the religious leaders for who they are, hypocrites. In fact, if we think about other scriptures that we have read from Matthew, we can see that this argument has been going on for some time now. Let's go back to the previous chapter just a bit to understand the context of our text today. In chapter 22, just before our text today, there are religious officials questioning Jesus again and again. And it seems as if they're really trying to trick Jesus up. Jesus begins chapter 22 telling one of his famous parables, the one about the wedding banquet. And we can only imagine that this parable must have really angered the chief priests and the Pharisees because of what it implies. The honored at the banquet of Jesus' parable are not the religious officials, for they would not come. No, the honored at the banquet were those that were out in the streets. The good and the bad, all were welcome to the banquet that Jesus spoke about in his parable in chapter 22. And then just after that parable, the Pharisees asked Jesus question after question. And I have to wonder if it is because they are beginning to feel a bit exposed as to the fact of the truth of who they really seem to be. So they try to turn things back on Jesus. But isn't that what someone does? Isn't that something that we all do when somebody finds us out? We try to turn things back on the other person, take the focus off of us and put it somewhere else. So to take the focus off of them, the Pharisees question Jesus in chapter 22 about paying taxes, about the resurrection, about what the greatest commandment is. And finally, they question Jesus about whose son the Messiah really is. Is the Messiah the son of David, they ask? Jesus then gives them a direct answer for once. For we hear in chapter 22, 41 through 45 this. As the Pharisees were regrouping, Jesus catches them off balance with his own test question. What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? The Pharisees say David's son. But then Jesus replied, well, if Christ is David's son, how do you explain that David, under inspiration, named Christ his master? And then Jesus quotes Psalm 110:1, God said to my master, sit here at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Now, if David calls him master, How can he at the same time be his son? Then my favorite verse follows here. That stumped them, literates that they are, unwilling to risk losing their face again in one of those verbal public exchanges. They quit asking questions for good. And I love this. Jesus got the religious officials, the Pharisees who had been questioning him and trying to trick him to be quiet. And directly after chapter 22, we are met then with our text today. And in our text today, Jesus continues to expose the religious officials and Pharisees for their hypocritical ways. Now, the religious officials sit on Moses' seat, and we heard that in our text today. And what that means is they succeeded Moses as authoritative leaders, authoritative teachers. Jesus tells the people that they need to follow what the religious teachers teach, but Jesus also tells them that they are not to follow what the religious teachers do. In saying this, Jesus is charging the religious officials of hypocrisy because they put the heavy burden of the Jewish law on others, but not on themselves. They do all their deeds largely to be seen by others. And in our text today, their lives are perpetual fashion shows, embroidered prayer shawls one day and flowery prayers the next. The original text from the King James Version reads this. They make broad their phylacteries, and again, those were small leather boxes that contained scripture that were worn on the heads or the arms of the Jewish males while in prayer, and they enlarge the borders of their garments, making the tassels really long, and tassels were required on the clothes of the Jewish men. They love the respect that they get at the marketplace, and they love the place of honor they get at banquets. And they just love to be called rabbi, which means my great one. Suffice to say that these religious officials and Pharisees do a great job of talking the walk, but the talk they walk is definitely not the one they should be walking, is it? And then Jesus continues to speak to those present as to what they should do and how they should act. They are not just to talk the walk. They are to walk the talk as well. And this, my friend, is what our journey of faith is all about. We can all talk the walk of our faith, but the question that's being asked of each one of us today is this. Can we walk the talk in our daily lives? Another way of looking at this question that is being asked of us today is, how are we doing with our own walk of discipleship? How are we doing at our own walk of discipleship? The mistakes of the religious officials and Pharisees made here are very plain to us in our text. But what about our own mistakes? What about our own hypocrisy? I always say that whenever I preach, I always preach what God has been in therapy with me throughout the week. And I'm talking about myself here as well. What about our own mistakes and our own hypocrisy on how we walk the life of faith? In our text today, Jesus is reminding us all that there are to be no empty promises when it comes to our faith journey. We have all, each and every one of us, been called to be present and active participators in our faith journey. We have all been called and created to walk a life of discipleship. It's not a one-time thing. It's a lifelong journey as we walk that life of discipleship. But friends, there are times that this can be really hard. Oh, so hard for us to do in this world that we live in. True, there are times that it can be so hard. And this is true because we live in a world that puts a lot of value on where we fall in society. The world we live in places value on us as a person because of where we live, because of where we go to school, because of where we come from, because of what kind of car we drive, what kind of clothes we wear, and I could go on and on. The world we live in puts value on things that is in the faith community really just doesn't matter. The world we live in is actually encouraging us and actually pushing us to be just like the Pharisees and to wear our worth on ourselves big and loud and proudly, just as the Pharisees worn their phylacteries out there for the world to see. Or as Eugene Peterson put it in The Message so wonderfully, their lives are perpetual fashion shows, embroidered prayer shawls one day, and flowery prayers the next. But my friends, when we do this, we do not exhibit the kingdom of God, do we? We don't. When we wear our worth out there for the whole world to see, we may be lifting ourselves up, but we in turn are also putting others down. And this is not what the kingdom of God looks like, is it? No, in the kingdom of God, we are all equal before God. No matter where we live, no matter where we go to school, no matter where we come from, no matter what kind of car we drive, and if we even have a car, and no matter what kind of clothes we wear. You know, what we're talking about here is sin, and the sin is pride. And pride is the form that sin takes among the powerful. So our text today is asking us what we may need to let go of this day, or even change in our lives to truly walk the talk that we are talking. So what are we talking about here as we focus on walking the talk? We're focusing on our lifestyle, how we use the gifts that God has given us, not just our money, but our talents, our time as well. Because the journey of Christian faith is all about not talking about God and Jesus, but also about walking what we talk. And it's all in the journey. So with this in mind, what will your walk look like as you walk the talk in your daily life? What will you give of your time and talents to continue to bring about God's kingdom here in this place and in this community and in the world? As the gospel according to Luke reminds us, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Or I would like to say, where your walk is, there your talk will be as well. Jesus is telling us all today that if we want to stand out, then we need to step down. We need to be a servant. Because if we puff ourselves up and do not walk what we talk, then we will get the wind knocked out of us. But if we are content to simply be ourselves and walk what we talk, then our life will count for plenty. So what will your life count for this day and in the days to come? Your Savior is asking you and me this simple question. So don't set people up as experts over your life, letting them tell you what to do. Save that authority for God. Let Him tell you what to do. No one else should carry the title of Father. You only have one Father, and He is in heaven. And don't let people maneuver you into taking charge of them. There is only one life leader, and that is Jesus Christ. Do you want to stand out? Then step down. Be a servant. If you puff yourself up, you'll get the wind knocked out of you. But if you're content to simply be yourself, your life will count for plenty. And may this be so, not only this day, but forevermore as well. Amen.